Father, I just thank you for what zeal this woman has. I thank you for your plans and purposes for her. And I just thank you that she is embracing them, that she is receiving what you've got, that she is one that won't be settling for just what she can do in her natural strength, but she is one that is looking forward to you doing everything that you've promised to her and in her life and her family's life. And you are just showing me that next year will be 14 years. Next year will be 14 years in her life, a time of double blessing, of double fulfillment. And as you just showed me this picture of the barn and the door in the front, whatever you call that door in the front of a barn where you can load hay and in and out and things, that the barns were just so full of the blessings that you have given her that the hay was just falling out the door. There just wasn't anywhere else to put it. And I interpret this in a spiritual way, but I hear the Lord saying, I have plans for you that are far greater than what I've even told you, what you've even known to receive, what you've even been able to hear. That as you press into me, as you really press into me, and I've seen your zeal to receive the teaching, and I've heard you wanting to be trained to do more and more, and I've given you that gift of evangelism, and I've given you the ability to draw people and they just follow you naturally. And it's not because you're just a good personality in the natural. It's because I've given you more than a charismatic quality in your life. I've given you that gift of evangelism, but you hear my voice, and that they know that they're going to be able to connect with God somehow from being around you. And the Lord says, I'm the one drawing them. They're drawn to Christ in you. They're drawn to my power in you. They're drawn to your enthusiasm, your love for me, your intimate relationship with me. And you haven't seen anything yet because I'm meeting you more than halfway. It's me seeking you out. It's me drawing you to me. And the Lord says that I'm just putting in your hands the tools that you will need to minister more effectively. And my vision and calling for you is bigger than you've imagined. And you've just been practicing compared to what you will be doing. But because of your faithfulness, even though you've had some big difficulties to deal with, and the Lord says, I've seen you. I've been there. I've cried with you when you were angry about the way you were treated, or whether you were being tempted to hold a grudge. And when trauma and hurt came, that it was almost impossible for you to want to forgive that person or not to hold a grudge, or almost impossible to forgive them. And it was even eating you up, body, soul, and spirit, and even affecting you in your body. The Lord says, I was there with you, and I cried with you, and I helped you not to take offense or helped you to let go of offense. And I'm bringing you that point that you will not bite the hook when Satan tosses you these hooks, because his desire is to kill and steal and destroy, and he wants to keep you even 2 degrees off track so that you cannot fulfill your destiny and calling in me. He wants to turn that blessing that I've put in your heart to bless others, he wants to turn it into bitterness. And the places that I would give you freely of my gifting and want to work through you, he wants to turn that into, you know, just unforgiveness and hurt that would never be healed. But the Lord says, as you give me those things, as you will say, Lord, make me willing, I am willing, I will take the pain out of all those hurtful and traumatic experiences, and whether it's even affected your body, that I will bring healing to your body. But you've got to give me access to each and every one of those. And I promise you that I will redeem you. I will take the pain out of it. And you will not be a hurt person hurting other people. And whether there's been conflict and contention and strife, the Lord says, as you put your tongue on the altar, just as you put your tongue on the altar, that I am bringing an anointing to your tongue. And it won't be one that speaks cursing and blessing. But the Lord says, I'm calling you to be my voice, just to be my voice. And I'm going to be teaching and training and equipping you and giving you new insights and revelations so that what you speak will be purely my voice. You will be my ambassador, and you won't be speaking out of your own agenda or out of things that have happened in the past, but you will be speaking forth the kingdom of God in a pure way. And as I purify your heart and teach and train and equip you and connect you with the people that will care about your vision and your calling and your destiny and not just building their empire, the Lord says that you will speak your own future into an existence, and you will learn how to speak purely of what my vision and my calling and my gifting is for you. And people around you will receive the pure word of the Lord. It'll be the meat or the milk, whichever ones they need. but you will be lifting up Jesus Christ, your Savior, in a pure way that they can see it. And they will come out. Some have a chip on their shoulder and they will come out of that. Others have been hurt by leadership and they've got grudges against leadership and they will come out of that. Others have conflicts in their relationships that are holding them back because of their ungodly responses. But as I work with you, as you follow me, as you obey me, as you take notice of the conviction that I bring you, I'm going to give you a keen discernment, and that the message that you deliver will be more and more and more clear, so that they will know. They will know it's worth it to walk in holiness. It's worth it to be in agreement with God. It's worth it to agree with Him and let Him handle these folks. I don't have to do it anymore. And they're going to be free. Be free of those chains and balls around their foot that would chain them to situations, to circumstances, and to conflicts with people. And they're going to be able to rise up, be seated with me in the heavenlies, and know that I am in them. And they're going to let me respond to those people through them. I just call you. I'm just calling you now. Would you be willing to be a prototype, an example of how to walk free of all of this, and to go on into your gifting and calling, and to fulfill my vision for building the kingdom, actually loosing people from all these ungodly responses, binding them to the godly responses, so that a new generation with purified hearts is able to minister the true truth of the gospel, which is Christ in them. That it's not about them and their agenda, it's Christ in them, the hope of glory. And the Lord says, will you receive it?
Yes.
Will you receive it?
Yes.
Now the Lord's just inviting you right now. Just tell me what you want. The Lord says, command ye me, like it says in the Old Testament. Just tell me what you want.
I guess I want to be totally set free from, you know, not being able to carry burdens or have that feeling in me, like when I pray for something, that it's not going to happen for me, that it only happens for other people, that God only answers other people's prayers, is what I'm saying. And I want to, like, not go around, you know, complaining about little petty things that really don't really make a difference at all. It's going to or change anything at all in my life, because people are going to be who they are, and I allow people to be who they are, and just to be able to, you know, have a perfect heart and pray for them, you know, how I feel they should be, or how I feel they how I feel they shouldn't be. And I want to be able to stand on a podium and speak the words without fear of what other people may think, or whether they feel that I'm not capable. I want to have the confidence to be able to stand up and speak God's word, because that's always been my, you know, my desire. But I always had fear, because I have certain strongholds that my mother put in me from childhood, and I believe that still holding on to them, you know, where I was told that I was incompetent and that my word was inviolate and that, you know, that I wasn't good enough, that no one would listen to me. And so I want to be rid of that. I don't want that in me anymore. And I just want to be able to, you know, help people and reach, you know, people that are, like, lost, and be able to speak the right words to them, like whether they're caught up in bondage, you know, in alcohol or drugs, and just be able to and understand what they're going through more than what I understand now, and speak the right words to them so that they can be encouraged and give them hope.
Amen. Amen.
That makes sense?
Amen.
Okay.
Do you believe you'll have it, that He'll answer?
I believe that God will give me that, everything that I just spoke. I do believe that.
Okay.
I do believe it.
Amen.